Bananas are the most widely consumed tropical fruit on the planet. Every year, more than 120 million tons of this fruit are produced around the world. The world's largest banana producer is India, with around 30 million tons per year, followed by China with 12 million tons and Indonesia with 7 million tons. Brazil is the largest producer in the Americas and the fourth largest in the world, producing approximately 6.5 million tons of bananas annually. But how are millions of tons of bananas grown, harvested, and processed? In today's video, we'll explore this entire process together, from planting to harvesting, processing, and packaging. Stay with me until the end. Welcome to your TudoTech HD channel. I ask that you leave your like, subscribe, and activate the bell for all notifications. The banana is one of the first cultivated plants in history. Its origins date back to the tropical forests of Southeast Asia, where wild species such as Musa acuminata grew, producing small fruits with little pulp and many hard seeds. Ancient peoples began crossbreeding wild banana varieties in search of fruits with more pulp and fewer seeds. This selective process resulted in sterile triploid bananas, like the ones we eat today, which produce no viable seeds and reproduce only through vegetative cuttings. These bananas were brought to the Americas in the 16th century by Portuguese and Spanish colonizers and adapted very well to the tropical climate of Latin America, where some of the world's largest producers are today. It may seem simple, but growing high-quality bananas requires a lot of technical knowledge and dedication. On large farms, the process begins with the production of seedlings in the laboratory from cells of a selected mother plant. These seedlings are obtained through a cloning method called micropropagation, which uses small fragments of healthy plants. The process is carried out in a sterile environment, under controlled conditions, generating thousands of identical pest-free seedlings. The seedlings remain in greenhouses for about 7 weeks, where they receive specialized care until they reach approximately 16 inches in height. They are then carefully transplanted into previously prepared fields, chosen for their organic-rich soil, full access to sunlight, constant water supply, and good drainage. These ideal growing conditions are found in the humid environments of tropical forests. If there is no rain, irrigation should begin immediately after planting. Large farms use sprinkler or drip irrigation systems. Each plant requires about 35 liters of water per day, but it is essential that the roots do not remain submerged. Therefore, an efficient drainage system is essential to ensure the health and good development of the plantation. During times of heavy rainfall, excess water is pumped out of the fields. As the fruit begins to form, banana plants develop structures called bracts, which act as protective leaves around the flowers. At this stage, the plants enter a period of accelerated growth and require constant care to ensure the production of high-quality bananas. To protect the developing bunches, the fruit stem is wrapped with a permeable protective bag. This bag allows light and air to enter, but prevents insects from accessing it, reduces damage caused by strong winds, and also contributes to uniform fruit growth. From flowering to the maturation of the bunches, the cycle takes about 9 months. As the plants grow and the fruits gain weight, the banana trees are tied to a net or a support system. This support prevents the weight of the bunches or intense winds from causing the pseudostem to break, preserving the integrity of the plant until harvest. Fertilization should occur 3 times a year, applying approximately 1 pound of NPK fertilizer per banana tree. In addition to the use of mechanical brush cutters and mulching the soil against weeds, and pest control with regular spraying of fungicides and insecticides. These management practices are essential to meet the nutritional needs of the plants and ensure proper development of the bunches. As the fruits develop, the protective bracts are lifted and the flowers located at the ends of the bananas are removed with scissors. This procedure is known as early deflowering and causes the fruits to develop evenly, where each banana will grow while maintaining the standard size and weight. As the bunches grow, other procedures are performed, such as removing the flowers from the ends of the bananas and removing the fruits from the bottom, which helps the bunches grow evenly. Furthermore, to prevent the sap from running down and staining the banana skin, each bunch is wrapped in perforated bags that allow light and air to enter, while protecting the fruit from insects, friction, and adverse weather conditions. Dry leaves accumulate moisture, creating an environment conducive to the growth of fungi and bacteria, and must be removed. Three months after flowering, bananas are ready to be harvested. The cycle from planting to harvest lasts approximately 9 to 12 months, depending on the climate and variety. Specialized technicians inspect the bunches and check the diameter of the fruit. Generally, in tropical climates and irrigated areas, the first bunch can be harvested 11 to 13 months after planting. In subtropical climates and without irrigation, the first harvest occurs after 15 to 18 months. Bananas are harvested green, but at a physiologically complete stage, that is, with the bunch fully formed and ready to ripen after harvesting during transportation. On large farms, the bunches are protected with foam sheets, which helps prevent damage and blemishes on the fruit during loading and transportation. Harvesting is done by pairs of workers. One cuts the bunch, and the other carries it on their shoulders to the transport system. The bunch is cut carefully, holding it at the base to avoid impacting or crushing the fruit. The banana plant's pseudostem is cut immediately after harvest, as the plant only bears fruit once. Each banana plant produces a cycle of three shoots, called mother, daughter, and granddaughter. When cut, the mother plant provides nutrients for the new daughter plant. A banana plant produces 5 to 15 bunches at a time, and each ripe fruit weighs, on average, 3.53 ounces and is composed of 75% water and 25% dry matter. After cutting, the worker carries the banana bunch, which can weigh approximately 66 pounds, to the cable car system for collection and transportation. The bananas are soaked to maintain a stable temperature and hydrate the surface of the fruit. This system, consisting of suspended rails with movable hooks, allows for the efficient movement of the bunches to the processing center and can carry up to 75 bunches simultaneously, reducing the physical effort required for workers and preventing damage to the fruit during transport. At the processing center, the protective foam is carefully removed, and the bananas undergo a washing process to eliminate impurities, sap residue, and potential contaminants. The fruits then proceed to the inspection and registration area, where they are evaluated for quality, size, appearance, and integrity, and are properly cataloged to ensure the traceability of each batch. The bunches are then carefully detached from the main stem and immersed in a tank of running water. Here, the entire bunches are inspected and then manually divided into groups of 5 to 7 bananas, known as hands. This is done with precise cuts made with sanitized blades. A gentle stream of water gently moves the fruits through the tank to the next station. While the water acts as a shock absorber, it also helps eliminate excess latex released at the cut points. In the next phase, the bananas are labeled with the brand seal and, in many cases, receive a vegetable wax coating on the stem, which helps preserve freshness, reduce moisture loss, and extend the shelf life of the fruits until they reach the final consumer. Leftover banana stems and stalks, as well as protective bags used in the field, are 100% recycled or reused. Bananas are a source of vitamin C and B6, as well as fiber and potassium. It is beneficial for the digestive system, helps prevent cardiovascular disease, improves sleep. It brings energy to the body and reduces cramps, in addition to increasing satiety, which contributes to weight loss. Estimates of global banana consumption vary greatly by region. While in Europe and the United States, average consumption hovers around 26 to 28 pounds per person per year, in Central and East African countries, where bananas are a staple food, consumption can reach up to 550 pounds of bananas per capita per year. In Brazil, it is estimated that each Brazilian consumes up to 66 pounds of this delicious fruit annually. If you enjoyed this episode, please like it and share it with your friends. Subscribe to our channel and hit the notification bell to be notified whenever we publish new content. Leave a comment telling us where you watch from and what you thought of this video. If you want to continue learning, click on one of the recommended videos that appears on your screen. I pray that God blesses you and your home, and may you always be well.